Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it
out. No.
This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah. Let's go, E. Yo.
Over the show, and we won't send you a bill. It doesn't matter if you're a promoter, you got an event coming up, you're a musician, you got a new album, a mixtape, a DJ mixtape. It don't matter. You babysit gangster kids on the weekends. We don't get no damn. You can call in tonight and put yourself on blast. Give yourself a little interview and let the people know what you do. So, hey, that number is 563-999-3411. If you're new to the show, I am DJ E Monts, and this right here is my co-host. This is the lovely Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? I need some hand claps and shit behind here, some cheers and some things like that.
Oh, well, I'm here. Hello. Yeah, that's it.
Right,
that's all
right.
That. I'm just here.
Mm-hmm. We so appreciate you, because I know isn't your girls' basketball like either practice or I don't know if that game's tonight or something with the basketball, ain't it tonight?
No, we have practice tonight, and let's just say they're not ready. Oh my
they're
God,
they're not ready.
They're not ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. Oh, it was one of those practices, you know, when they practicing and you just be like, y'all just leave. We done.
Damn.
It was one of those today.
Okay, just remember, y'all, we ain't gonna judge them. We gonna pray for them. We gonna see how we can, I don't know, we can support y'all or what we can do, come out to the games or whatever, whatnot. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take over with some little youngin' basketball because, you know, I think with the kids, even in Parkport, I mean, even if you don't have kids, you can still go out, support a kid's game by going out, you know, going to a game, showing up, cheering, just having some fun, You know what I mean? It's cheap fun, and it's a great thing to do. So Takeover Tuesday. So, okay, we don't know if somebody's going to call in and take over, but if nobody calls in, we still have a lineup for y'all, still ready. I know we got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat. What we got going on with that tonight? Who's on the chop block?
Well, the United States is on the chop block. We got some old folks on the chop block. We got some dumb folks on the chop block. We got George Lopez, YG, and Ray Cimarad. Sir Mered? Something like that. Three Mers Red. S-R-E-M-M-U-R-D-S. C-Merge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Him, too.
Him, too. We're going to talk about him. That's what we're going to call him, him.
That was all wrong. I'm sorry. I just messed it all up.
So, all right, we got a nice little lineup for y'all tonight. I'm also going to talk about, you know, easy, you know, I got some other stuff for y'all. Some stuff I've seen where we could talk about, you know, going to people's studios, doing collaborations with people like that, and sometimes how it fails. It can be a great thing, but sometimes it can fail. So that's going to be kind of like a little music tip. But until then, you know, don't forget, we still got the independent music. We got, just hot new music, period. We got a lot for y'all, and we got stuff for y'all to talk about at the water cooler tomorrow. So I take over Tuesday. You want to hit them with our sponsors?
Our sponsors are the Solemnly Speak by one and only yours truly, Chess, and Monster U.S. Apparel.
Right. So, on that note, check it out. This right here is, shout out to the Minneapolis school systems. is it Aquivus? Aquivus? It's AKEVIUS featuring DaBaby. Hey, I got that part right. And I get the name of it right, too. And the name of the song is called One. Yeah. Yeah. One plus one. Aquivus. AKEVIUS. Hymns. Right here. Upcoming artist with the baby. It's called One Plus One. On a Takeover Tuesday.
We love y'all.
It's just me and you, baby. About to pull up.
Let's get it.
One
plus one
equals you, baby. You already know. Give you my love. Gotta be crazy, 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 crazy. You're my only lady, lady. My little baby. Oh, yeah. It's just me and you, baby. About to pull. One equals you, baby. You already know. Give you my love. It's gotta be crazy, 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 crazy. You're my only lady, lady. My little baby. Oh, yeah. See my cutie, stupid booty. Girl, I love it when you shake it. Leave the realest, see the illest. No one got none on my baby. That's my lady. Keep it G. If I tell her, she gon' take it just for me.
Me.
They hit my line and ask for my whereabouts. We hold hands on them, got them staring out. They play with you, they play with me, I come and air it out. A okay, I still remember when I met you. Saw your picture, it was sexy. Hit your DM, sent the message. And they got up and I've been in that message. Got you thinking I'm Vanessa. Said they giving me a lecture, you know? Bumped into you, had to snatch her up.
Yeah.
I put your skull on base, she been acting up. I like to make her fast, that ain't fast enough. I'm grabbing her ass, both hands, make her back it up. I'm knowing she a freaking, yeah, I love it. I ain't trying to hide it from you when you see us out in public. And now, ain't in the acting tough for all these. Better check on my credentials, know you seeing how I'm coming. Let me. I'm always finished when they start with me. I get up, then I dip like it's a robbery. You say I'm all up in it, like a flip around the business. Help me, I be putting skull in the arteries. Write my name in that thing, I be killing. Don't kiss me, no, you not babe, we just chillin'.
Yeah.
Running your mouth on IG, I'ma come to your BM and play with your children.
It's just me and you, baby, about to pull up. 1 + 1 = you, baby, you already know. Give you my love, it's gotta be crazy, 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 crazy. You're my
Agnes, I believe that's how you say his name, right here on Monsters Radio Live. Online radio with a roar, where the upcomers are above ground and they making quakes. Up next, I got a request for y'all. We're going to find out who the request is by when we come back with this one right here. This right here is a young lady who's coming up real strong. She goes by the name of Doja Cat. A lot of y'all know who she is already, so check it out. This right here is by request, unless you want me to spin all nine nights. You want me to spin all nine nights? Get in your request online on our Monstars page or our Facebook page. Everything is online as the Monstars or the, yeah, Doja Cat Juicy. Ugh, I can't even get it out right. I'm all excited. Takeover Tuesday. Yeah.
I eat that lunch, yeah. She keep that booty boost, she keep that pump, yeah, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty, yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back. Back, 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 juicy. Back, back, yeah. Back, 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 juicy. Back, 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 juicy. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back, yeah. He like it thick, he like it fat, yeah. Like to keep him wanting more.
Doja, bring it back, back, back. I'm a big dog tryna eat the kitty cat, cat. I'ma slide in the way it fit, I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese, I don't fuck with rats. Big crib in Hollywood, I don't even act. Come relax, let a nigga tap, what you wanna act. Take a low, with the pop, wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin like Madonna said. I love when you give in, I love when you don't. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. You told me don't fuck with no bitches, you know.
Nah.
You got it, yeah, you got it, baby, bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch, yeah. She keep that booty boost,
yeah.
She keep that pump,
yeah,
yeah. That natural beauty, beauty, yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back, 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 back. In the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like it's on. He need that, need the up and need the thighs. He eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch.
Yeah.
She keep that booty boost. She keep that pump.
Yeah, yeah.
That natural beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah.
by request. That's Doja Cat right here on Monster US Radio. So, who did request that, Miss Unbelievable?
That would be Miss Unbelievable.
Okay, that's what's up. I guess I won't be spending all night. What's up? I just like that song. It's sexy and cool at the same time.
Y'all should have known it when she said Marshall. Unbelievable. I got that booty. I was like, yes. So, yeah, okay.
Okay. So, I guess it's about time to get into the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So, y'all, remember, you can also call in if you want to chime in, if you know some more information we don't know, or you can let us know some things you heard. This is gossip news. You know what I mean? Let us know some things you heard. So don't take what we say too damn seriously. Let's see what else. Also, big shout out to Jazzy B. She is with us tonight, y'all, but she is suffering from a migraine. So, you know what I mean? Don't judge her. Let's pray for her. You know what I mean? She really tries to do her thing. So, who we got up first on the chat block?
Okay. So, y'all know how I feel about people just being just like, okay, let me just go. YG reports over 400K in jewelry stolen. YG claims $500,000 in bling was taken right from under his nose and cops are on the case. The rapper filed a report in LA for grand theft, telling police over $400,000 and personal jewelry have recently been jacked from his hotel room at the London. YG claims some time between 11 on New Year's Eve and 11 a.m. the next morning, a briefcase containing high-priced pieces that had been placed on top of the shelf was a little lighter than usual. YG told cops he noticed missing valuables on January 1st, but some reason didn't get around to making a report until 5 days later. No suspects have been identified in the case, and YG has noted he had people coming in and out of his room all night. Makes sense because it was a holiday, so he's missing a voodoo-looking piece, a piece that says Queen, and a Bart Simpson piece, and it looks like a basketball or some, I don't know, but it's all blinged out, so... In addition, there the investigators are on it. They're looking at surveillance footage for his negligence on securing his jewelry on New Year's Eve. Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody's thinking the first thing is, you know what I mean, insurance. that's the first thing people are thinking. But, I mean, I guess... Sometimes, you know, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened to me before. You know what I mean? It wasn't that much like jewelry like that. You know what I mean? But I might have left something sitting out vulnerable I wasn't thinking about. You know what I mean? These guys, they deal with a lot of cash, a lot of jewelry, stuff. They get comfortable. They might put something away. The first thing I was thinking when you say, hey, you put it on the shelf, why didn't you put it in the safe? But sometimes you get comfortable. Maybe you want to have to run into the safe when you have to pull it out, whatever. But I don't know. We're going to find out what goes on with this case. I mean, how do y'all feel about it out there? Do y'all think one of his friends snatched it? Or you think it's something else? Hit us up, 563-999-3411. You can also hit us up on Facebook on the Monstars page and also our Monsters Radio page. So that's all I really got to say on that one. I don't get it. I mean, I guess I don't have $400,000 in anything. All the shit I got added up together don't come to no $400,000. So I can't tell you what I would do with $400,000 worth of change.
I ain't got nothing to say. I mean, carelessness. That's all. Carelessness again. That's it. Okay, moving on. Two kids shot by motorists after throwing snowballs. at a passing vehicle. And they said the person should turn themselves in. Well, in Milwaukee, an investigation is underway after a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy were shot Saturday, January 4th, after throwing snowballs at passing vehicles in Milwaukee. Police say that the children will survive, but neighbors are outraged at the motive behind the violence. Around 7:50, an officer was dispatched on this area, and it was like boom, 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 and all together. From a witness who heard the gunshots, upon arrival, officers found a 12-year-old girl suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Minutes later, a 13-year-old boy was found also suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. A lady who was at the Mother Jordan's outreach program went in the house and grabbed her a Nor-Nor and put it on them. Officers immediately applied first aid to both victims. They were treated at the hospital and released. They're looking for a Toyota, and they're like, this area is becoming really violent. And they were like, the question is, do you really shoot somebody over throwing snowballs?
Well, first I'm going to say is, again, I mean, I can't say much about one situation, but I think that's the situation of, as we spoke of coming into the year, about mental health. How you react to certain things, da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, say they were throwing snowballs at your car, right? Did it kill you?
Yeah.
Did it put you in a situation that you put them kids in? I mean, was it your first reaction? Did you just snap the hell out? That's what it sounds like. Have somebody just snap the hell out. And you got to be a hell of a goddamn shot. I mean, what'd they do? Slow down, stop, get out? I mean, let's keep it 100. That's something that happens a lot here in Minnesota. Y'all probably don't deal with that, Jazzy, down there in Georgia. You dig? But it is a thing that happens here in Minnesota. I get, like we say, the greatest conversations come with a testimony. I got a testimony. You dig? It's past statute of limitations, so I'm good. but in my younger days, in my young teen days, We were throwing cars, throwing snowballs at cars. Miss Unbelievable, you know her, say, you know, by that mm-hmm. library on Laurie
yeah.
Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We was over there, right? A couple blocks down, going towards Penn Avenue, right? So we throwing snowballs at cars. We came out. We was all good. We was good kids, too. We wasn't the bad kids. You know, I think the other kid,
mm-hmm.
I think he grew up to become a cop. I think his daddy was like a cop or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we was over there on Laurie. We throwing snowballs at cars, doom, 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 tagging them, doom, 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 chalking up points, doom, 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 right? Okay, somebody said, we not having this shit. They whipped around. Whoop, man, we scattered like little roaches with the light on. Doom,
mm-hmm.
middle of the night, turning like, boom, we gone, right? Now, I
mm-hmm.
ran in next to this house, and in front of the house, it had a big pine tree. It is. Now, this is typical.
Ooh.
In Minnesota. You got like a little front porch, and then on the side of the porch going into the house,
mm-hmm.
which is a front door, and then there's another door to enter the main house. Well, on the outside of the porch is usually on both sides, there's some type of tree. A lot of times it's some kind of pine tree. Well, this dude pulled up. He jumped out. I was hid behind the tree. He jumped out like he seen me. He came all the way halfway up. I was so scared, but I was like, just don't move. Somebody said, just don't move. Right, don't move. He got out. He came halfway up the walkway. Oh, I thought I was gonna get the business. And for some reason, he must have thought really didn't see me. He turned around, got back in the car, and sked off and chased the other kids. So it happens. It's
wow.
a real deal thing. You know what
it
I mean?
Does.
So
yeah.
But to shoot two kids though, to shoot them though, that's a mental health extreme type shit to me. I'm just saying to me. Man, what kind of person is going to do that? People hit my car before. I was mad as hell, but I ain't pulling no pistol.
Well, okay. I understand, but we don't know. Maybe this guy could have been suffering, or the woman could have been suffering from PTSD, you know, so when something is hitting there, their reaction is flight, you know what I'm saying? And fight, you know,
right.
that they're reliving that boop, 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 when because snowballs hit your car. It ain't like, oh, it's a silent sound. loud sound. You know,
yeah.
And I got a story. You know, I could have, back in the day, it's past statute of limitation. You know, those water guns. Well, we used to go, and we was in this truck. And so I was in the back, and my friends and my cousin was driving. And we had, like I said, it was a truck. We was going down the street. And we would say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I would open the window in the back, and I will be shooting water guns from the back at folks, and they will be shooting water guns off the side of a car. So it was almost like, Lord, like, so we were shooting people
mm-hmm.
water guns at cars as we're driving. So I'm hitting the ones in the back, they're hitting the ones on the side, and I was like, the dangerous things that we do, right? Like, somebody could have thought
right.
there was a real gun coming out of the window, and now all of a sudden they're getting stuff fired at them. Well, that's crazy stuff. We didn't know about PTSD. We could have got shot. And so
right.
we got to be very aware of, and I mean, we got chased for blocks from people. I mean, she was a crazy driver. That was a good thing about it, and we got away.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so dangerous. So we have to, you know, once again, be very aware of people in their mental state, as you were saying, not to do things that we think is funny, but people are so uptight, it's not funny no more. And it's nowhere to be fun, have fun. You know, so we just got to tell our
right,
kids,
right.
you got to just throw them at each other, not cars, because everybody's not going to think it's funny. Everybody reaction is going to be different. Now, should it have been gun action? No, but he probably thought somebody was, you know, attacking him. So we're grateful
right.
that they weren't life-threatening, so he must have just been, as they come, the ball's coming at him, he must just be shooting rapidly or, you know, firing rapidly. And they just got hit where they
mm-hmm.
got hit. So I think lesson learned, a serious lesson for the kids, you know, that's going to be a mental issue for them as well. So they're probably going to need therapy, but once again, lessons learned.
Right, right, right.
All right.
So
one more, and then we'll go into a music break.
Okay.
Police Vegas shot the Vegas officer shot a man, 93, who shot maintenance worker in the apartment office. So in Las Vegas, a surveillance camera captured a moment when a 93-year-old Robert shot a maintenance worker in his complex management office. He came in firing through the office glass door, then snatching the man to the ground. Police said Thomas went to the office last Thursday morning, upset about water damage in his apartment. After making threats, Thomas allegedly shot the maintenance worker twice in the leg. I just wanted to show him up a little, Thomas said in court. Make him sit down in his chair. I came up on him. If I wanted to really harm him, I could have shot him between the eyes. I don't want to hurt anybody. Video shows a woman sitting at the desk before the shooting began. Police said she was on the phone with dispatch when she convinced Thomas to leave. When the officers arrived, they said, drop the gun. He shouted, drop the gun, drop it now. The suspect complied. Police said the round went through the lapel of Thomas' jacket but never penetrated his body. His only wounds was a gash to the head after being yanked to the ground. Thomas and the victim were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and was released. Authorities have charged Thomas with kidnapping with a deadly weapon, attempted murder with a deadly weapon, discharge of a firearm with structures, burglary with a firearm, and carrying a concealed weapon. Now, y'all already know, he 93. What are you going to do, die in there?
Right. I don't know what they're going to do with that case, but I've seen the video footage. And I'm just saying, that little old 90-year-old man, I know some of y'all like, wow, you got to see the video footage. This motherfucker was gangster. I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
for real, he was gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Okay, let's put it like this. He came in. Right, he came in. It was an office, like, on the first floor. You know, like, you go in, like, an office building management, whatever, it's first floor, da-da-da, da-da-da. entryway. So he came in. He was talking. This motherfucker went to reach in his jacket. I guess they thought maybe he was going to pull out some medicine or something. I don't know. An inhaler. I don't know. But he pulled out his pistol. Right? Matter of fact, I think before he pulled out his pistol, he pulled out the chair and told homie to sit down. Yep, he pulled out the chair. Like, here, sit down, man. Backed up. Fired off a warning shot. Right? Even the warning shot made the old dude jump, so he's like, pow, and then jump like, oh, like he ain't never shot a gun before. I don't know. So then, right after that, so then he turns the dude, da-da-da-da-da, he told the lady, go on, leave. That must have been when she was on with dispatch. He was like, go on, ahead, leave. So he a gangster and a gentleman. It is. At least he got some G morals. I'm just saying, at 90, old school,
at
in
90.
There with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Right, over some leaking water. Getting a message across. I'm just saying,
you
y'all.
You know how they are over their stuff.
Right. I'm not endorsing him, but he is the original grumpy old man. I'm just saying. So at this point, so dude sitting in a chair, the old Jesus like, pow, popped him in the leg. Dude was like, oh, damn, fell over out the chair. So OG's ratting at him some more. It's like, da 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 da. Yeah. Dude's on the ground, laid down. So I don't know how the hell they can say it's kidnapping because he wasn't going nowhere. Old man made sure that he shot him in the other leg while he ran down. Boom. Dude was like, oh, damn, this motherfucker's serious. You did?
It's almost like that
so,
one that,
yeah.
That motherfucker shot me. He shot me. That
right,
old motherfucker shot
right.
me.
Yeah,
that's how
like,
I see
oh,
it.
Oh, hell no, you didn't do it again. And then only thing I have
like
to say, y'all watch the
footage. Shot my pinky toe off.
Oh, right.
You know?
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans.
Okay.
So,
this is serious.
But I was really shocked that, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you do things like that, you get what comes with it. I don't think it ain't going to be too much a raise, but when you look at it, it's still, I look at the police, how they came in. It was kind of a little, it is what it is, because this motherfucker came to the door. Was like, and it's a glass window. He came to the thing and said, what'd he say? His first words, and it went just this fast. Don't quote me on his words, right? But he said, put the gun down, pow, just that fast. He didn't give him no opportunity, nothing. Just luckily, it went through the OG's jacket.
Because
the dude put the gun down, and he snatched him to the ground. I'm glad he didn't bang his head on the doorway going out, because he probably could have killed him. As hard as he pulled him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the police wasn't in jeopardy, but I don't think they was. But watching the video, but you don't know that when you walk up. You know what I mean? You don't know the situation
right.
when you walk up. So, but yeah, it's a video. I'm not for sure if we posted in the Monsters group or anything like that, but we definitely going to get it on the page. So if y'all want to see it, connect with us on Facebook, the Monstars or Monster US Radio. And we're going to have that footage up there for you, and you can tell us what you think of it. So let's see. Oh, yeah, right. We got break time, don't we?
Break time.
All right, so check it out. This right here. I played this one, I think starting out, I don't know if it was the week before or last week, something like that. This right here is a nice one. This one artist goes by the name of Kissy Lee. It's called Close the Door. I like this one right here. Monster US Radio. Online radio with the roar where the underground artists are above ground and they making quakes. I got it right. That sound, baby.
Hey.
We be live, y'all. Takeover Tuesday. Let's do it.
Feeling. I'ma stay in the house I got. You could keep me going. nobody takes me from you. I'm trying to be good for you.
Close the door. Yeah, fellas. You better close that door. You know what I mean? Don't make it available for nobody else to walk through it. You dig? If you didn't understand what she's saying, that means start making your Valentine's Day plans now. So if you want to get you a Valentine's Day shirt, say, I love you, sweetie, or something special, his, hers, something just really special and romantic for your lady, and you want to wear it on your chest, you can get that from Monster US Apparel. You dig? Hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com or hit us on Facebook and definitely send us a message and I'll get back to you and we're going to make that happen. So, all right, we still got this Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We still got more stuff coming up for you a little bit later. So who else do we got on our chopping block on this gossip news for people to talk about at the water cooler?
All right, so Ray Shermerd, stepdad shot dead.
Remember?
Younger brother Michael. Yep, S R E M M U R D. Younger brother Michael in custody. And I was like, who is Ray? Whatever.
Merd.
So, Merd. He was raised, stepfather who raised him since he was a child is dead. After a shooting in Mississippi, the police was dispatched Monday and found a man dead on the scene. According to sources, Swalee and Slim Jinks, younger half brothers, Michael Sullivan, is being held for a psych evaluation. And so I looked up and I was like, who are they? So they're a hip hop group from Mississippi. They won
yep.
Best Group in 2015. And a top rap collaboration in 2017. I was like, I never heard of them. So, FYI. So, the medical coroner examiner says 62 was shot. And at this point, they're calling the 19-year-old the point of interest. Police says no one else is being sought in connection with the killing. It is unclear how much Sway and Slim knows about what went down. And they reached out to the rap duo. But no word back. But they're saying that the brother shot the father.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Yeah, they were they were a big group. I actually thought I used to think they was out of New York. I didn't know they was out of somewhere else. But yeah, they were like they're pretty much a younger crowd, like say like 14 maybe 19-year-old crowd, young. Shoot 'em up, bang bang, flex type music. I think he used to go by Ray Shmurda at first.
Oh, okay.
And that's like some New York slang, or maybe it's Mississippi slang, but it's some slang type stuff. So
okay.
So yeah. So I mean, I'm sorry to hear that happened. And see, that's why I want to talk about the whole mental health thing, because it's something that needs to be addressed. It's the only way we're going to get through it and start to get past it, beyond it. Therapy, healing, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So, that's a tragedy for any family. I'm not even going to play with that one. But, yeah, that's a tragedy for any family.
Yep. So
yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine. You know, I mean, not only not only did they, now are they losing a father figure, but now, you know, the brother's going to be gone too. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's like hella trauma on the family. The kid,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? It's just nuts. I'm sorry. But go ahead. We can keep moving.
Yeah, but, I mean, to piggyback that for a second, that means that therapy is going to be needed all through the house, like through everyone, because it just
mm-hmm,
when murder happens, it just doesn't affect just one. It has a serious domino effect. And then the blaming and the shaming goes on. And the blaming and the shaming is what puts most people in suicide mode or separation mode or depression mode and anxiety mode. So it brings such a huge division in families and within yourself. So, remember we were talking about the bounty yesterday on President Trump's head?
Uh-huh.
So George Lopez, Secret Service wants to talk for Trump's bounty. So George Lopez said he and others would take out President Trump for half of Iran's reported multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. And now he's got the attention of the Secret Service. Law enforcement tells TMZ the Secret Service is aware of George's remarks, and we're told we're working to see if his words carry out any legitimate threat. They're being told part of the process of making this determination will include an interview with George Lopez in some fashion, preferably face-to-face. One source tells us George can probably expect a knock on his door soon and will be finding an agent on the other side. The comedian made headlines this weekend after leaving a controversial comment on an Instagram account which says Iranian officials support a recently put out an $80 million offer for Donald Trump's life. GL responded to the news, "We'll do it for half." He came under fire from both sides of the aisle, especially conservatives, with many saying he crossed the line with his jokes. And even if he wasn't joking, as he later claimed, the death of an American president is obviously no laughing matter. Once again, the Fed felt the same way, and they come into the dough.
Right. I mean, we all know George Lopez. We all know his comedy. It's always going to be to the edge. If it was different times, I could probably see him saying that. You know what I mean? But right now,
mm-hmm,
we about to be, you might as well call it pre-war times. You can't say that right now. Sometimes people just got to know their limits. You know what
mm-hmm
I mean? Love George Lopez. Pray to God he wasn't trying to be serious. I don't think he was. But right now, when you say things, especially with Trump being who Trump is, you can't just be walking around saying all that extra shit. You dig? Like, I doubt if you hear anybody much other than us play that YG and Nipsey Hussle song, Fuck Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's just crazy. Now, he's not the only one, though. Now, from what I've seen, they came at Snoop Dogg, too. Now, y'all remember mm-hmm Snoop Dogg had an album talking about America and da-da-da, and he had some in his video, talking about assassinating Donald Trump. Yeah, Secret Service mm-hmm was on his ass, too, talking about take that out. So, yeah, so, you know, it's not just Lopez. They on everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Better watch what you say. So if y'all in the studio now making them songs, you better watch what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, keeping it 100, you better watch what you say. So, but all right.
Last
what else
one.
We got?
Last one. This is about, as I told you guys last night, that the Iranians are mad. So anything that says U.S., they coming after them. So the Pentagon spokesman confirms missiles launched from inside Iran against U.S. military facilities in Iraq. Iran struck back at the United States for killing a top Iranian general earlier Wednesday, firing a series of surface-to-surface missiles at Iraq airbase housing U.S. troops and warning the United States and its allies in the region not to retaliate. U.S. officials confirmed airstrikes at the airbase. There was no immediate word of injuries. Iranian state TV said the attack was in revenge for killing the Revolutionary Guard, whose funeral Tuesday in his hometown of Kiman prompted angry calls to avenge his death, which dramatically raised tension in the Middle East and put a bounty over Donald Trump's head. We are warning all American allies who give their bases to a terrorist army that any territory that is started planning of aggressive acts against Iran will be targeted. The guard said it's also threatening Israel. Once we said that yesterday, the revenge attack came a mere hours after crowds in Iran mourned him. The U.S. Air Force launched a drill with 52 fighter jets in Utah just days after President Trump threatened to hit 52 sites. And we have our ships being set in the sea, in the seas over there. So it's moving closer to a war that we're not even done with the war that we are already in over there. But they're talking about it's going to be World War II or whatever two we're at. So
three.
Not World War II.
Three.
Three?
Yeah, World War III.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So there will be definitely, Monsters Radio definitely will be giving you up-to-date information daily on what's going on with the upcoming war or the attacks or, you know, the threats and just I'm trying to get your attention and yeah, we'll keep you updated.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to flex. Like, I slept most of the day today. I was tired. I was up at like 3:30 this morning.
Four.
With drilling, getting this, website and stuff going, a whole lot of stuff. So I ended up taking a nap. Man, I woke up and so much has happened. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're telling me because you updating me. I'm like, wow, what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's almost like you go to sleep and you wake up and you don't know what's gonna happen. You go to sleep, you be like,
changed.
What? The world
right.
changed. So. When I tell y'all, don't take nothing for granted because tomorrow is not promised, heed that. Don't take nothing for granted because tomorrow is not promised because we as people is messing stuff up. So forgive
right.
now and
right.
love hard because we don't know.
Right. Or if you don't like them, you better swing on them while you can. Oops.
Hey,
it is what it
do
is. All right. We got time for a break. We gonna take a little break. We got another request. It's unbelievable.
Huh?
Didn't you say you had another request? We had another request.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I was like, what? My bad. Yes, I had
you
another request. My bad. I thought you were talking to me. Yes, another request. Charlie Wilson.
Any particular one? I got some throwback
no.
Charlie, and I got some newer Charlie.
Newer Charlie. I want the grown man Charlie.
Okay, let me see. Okay, see, I got Good Time and I got Blessed. Let's go a Good Time right quick, because that's what we're trying to have.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide checking in.
Right.
Oh, okay,
y'all.
This is him and Pitbull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Tuesday. Hey. Hey. Gotta go to the whole world.
563-999-3411. Gotta have a good time.
Everybody's working hard for the weekend. Then we're spending it all. Yeah. When tomorrow comes, you know you can sleep in. So you know that it's on, baby. Do what you wanna do, go where you wanna go, move how you wanna move. Everybody, body, drink what you
step. Love who you wanna love. Come on, get out for a while. Doing anything you want, it's your pleasure. We can go all night long, baby.
Do what you wanna do, go where you wanna go, move how you wanna move. Everybody,
everybody,
drink what you wanna drink, step how you wanna step.
Come on,
love who you wanna love.
Show you the time of your life. You can bet that I had you doing things that are wrong, making them feel right. That's right. You can bet that you say that you won't, but you will, and I know just what you wanna feel. You can bet how I take away that depression with sweet lust, hot passion and deep pressure. I'm a good time, girl. You can bet that little thing between your legs, I'ma wet that. No, I won't sweat that, but I get that. Matter of fact, lay back, let me lick that. Let me flip, flip, play with that little kitten. Mama, there's no point, don't fight the feeling. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a little sinning. You can't change a player game in the ninth inning.
Bumping who, who's getting fat. Yeah, it's about topic time, ain't it? So let's see. One of the topics that I had was because of a video I seen today. It's not nothing new, but it was new to me because I never seen it before. So I basically what it was let's see, who was it? It was one comedian talking about another comedian. I have the names here in just a minute. But he was talking about another one of the other comedian. We'll say, okay, we'll say comedian A said comedian B had stole his material. So he had did a whole, I think it was a, I don't know if it was on a, his radio talk show or I can't quite remember where it was exactly he did it, but he said he did his whole Halloween skit, right? He said somebody actually called him up and told him, hey, bro, he's doing your thing. So he said he listened in and he was mad about it. You know what I mean? Because he said that's basically like stealing money out of his pocket, so on and so forth, da-da-da-da-da. Now, this is not something that is new in the music business. Now, this can be whether you're an author, it can be whether you're a movie person, whatever, whatever. You dig? But I'm just going to speak on the music business, but you can add your business in there and it may still apply the same exact way, but it may be a, or it may be a little different. Now, here's an example. Now, I had True BRM Studios. I had people come to my studios, record. They bring their personal music. Some people bought beats from me, so on and so forth. One of the great things that they knew, everybody knew,
If you came here, your music was safe. You didn't have to worry about it being leaked at no time, nowhere, no funny stuff, so on and so forth. So that was the pride I had, right? All studios were not like this. There's another dude I knew personally. He had a studio. I remember seeing an incident that blew up on social media where one artist came in. It was a girl. She came in with her beat, right? Did her recording, whatever, whatnot. Left the studio trusting that her music was good there. He had another one, his personal homeboy, come in, record on the same track she had, and he jumped it out before the girl did. So she was heated. She's like, how can you let this dude take my beat? Blah, 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 blah. Same type of thing happens with music. That's why, like, I used to be in a band when I first started. I remember there used to be people that used to come around. The whole band would stop playing altogether. Like, we'd be in the middle of the jam and did it next to them, boom. And I was new to the band, so I was in the circle, but I wasn't told all the insights of the circle. It is. So when certain people come out, they would just stop. And at one point, I was like, why do we do that? Why do we stop to go talk to them? Da 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 da. And then somebody told me, it's like, no, it's because they steal music. And I remember one time, one of the dudes came into the thing, heard some stuff we was doing. I swear, by within 7 days, by the next Rush It or Flush It on KMOJ that Saturday, I think we was like, it was like the Thursday before, right? So one Saturday passed, the next Saturday, he had that music. He had made something with the same type of music, replayed the background, everything, and put it out. So you got to be careful, you dig, of the people around you. They might steal your ideas, you know what I mean? There's so much that they can try to snatch and get from you, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it is something that is real within the industry.
Yeah.
So that was just my little piece. I wish I had some more people here that was like, you know, really deep in the biz also as well, that could get some insight on some of those things, you know what I mean? But we are close at the end of the show. So, you know, it's another thing we can, talk about on another day, carry over maybe next Tuesday, or, you know, we can still talk about it throughout the week. You know, when people call in, all you got to do is say, I want to reference something that you talked about earlier this week, and we'll go at it. Just when it's something like that, just don't do it on Wet, Wet Wednesday. We trying to be sexy. It's not going with nothing serious. We trying to be sexy and funny and fun. Just don't call
nasty.
So Thursday, Friday, yeah. Thursday, Friday, you all good. But, you know, not just please not on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Wet, wet.
Wet, wet, all that.
We want to do before we get up out of here.
Just know that you guys can find the sponsor of Monsters Radio, the Solomon Speaks, on all search engines for if you're buying books and stuff, Google me, and you can hit it on lulu.com. Information is on our webpage, Monsters Radio, and my page, the Solomon Speaks, which will be coming up pretty soon. And just know, listen. If you got an issue with your family members, tell somebody so you can get some help. You don't have to kill them. You know, violence is on the rise, and it doesn't take, you know, to losing a life to make a statement. And to all our soldiers who was getting ready to fight this war or being deployed, our hearts, our prayers go out to you. And we just pray for your PTSD. We pray for your survival. We pray for your soul. And we know we're speaking, and we got y'all through our prayers. Monsters Radio, monstrously.
Right, right, right. And I'll be honest with you, I do not support war at all. But my soldiers, I support you. So whatever you need from me, y'all remember in the past, I've always been here for you. It is. So just let me know what you need. I don't support war, but I definitely support y'all. So whatever y'all need, da-da-da-da-da-da, I got you. excuse me.
All right. So yeah, that's our show for tonight. Like she said, don't forget you can check us all out on all social media platforms. Check for her book. That's a great book. I've been hearing a lot of great things. From what I read, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but what I read out of it so far is very inspiring. So you need a great read, you know what I mean? This is something for you right here with her book. So all right, with that being said, I'm up out of here. I got to go get me something to eat. You know how I am. I'm so skinny, I get a hunger pain and pass out. It is what it is. Don't be laughing. It ain't funny. Buy me a ham sandwich.
No. All right, y'all. Peace. We love y'all.
All right.
Nice.